Hey, it's Vicky here from Online Marketing Basics for Busy Website Owners, and welcome to this episode of the podcast where I'm going to talk about one of my secret favorite subjects, which is YouTube. And having dabbled with YouTube on and off for the past 12, 13 years, believe it or not, I've neglected it. Certainly in the past sort of three years or so. And I have tried to kickstart a YouTube channel for a long time now, like 6, 7, 8 months. It's just not happening. So what I thought I would do is use this episode of the podcast to make myself accountable for getting up and running and getting my YouTube channel started. And while I'm here talking to you about YouTube, I've got some really useful tips that you can apply to your own YouTube channel. And if you don't have a YouTube channel, then hopefully by the end of this episode, you would have been so swayed by my obsession with the platform that you might consider going away and setting up a channel for yourself as a way to drive more traffic to your website and get seen online that little bit more. So I hope you enjoy the episode. I'll see you in a sec. I'm Vicky Jakes, and in this podcast, I'm aiming to bring you no-nonsense advice on how to drive more traffic to your small business website so that you can start making more money. It will be packed full of hints and tips, jargon free, and a chance for us to geek out together on a weekly basis. So let's crack on with this week's episode. All right, so YouTube, eh? If you're not using it, where have you been? 2.3 billion users worldwide are using YouTube every single month. It's often, I think, mistakenly considered a social media platform. And as it stands, it's actually the second most popular social media platform on the web, the first being Facebook, of course. But actually, I've always seen it as a search engine, like a video search engine. And it's actually the second most popular search engine on the web. We often think Google is like the go-to search engine, and then often followed by like Bing or the other ones that no one knows the name of that are out there. But YouTube is the second most popular. We go to YouTube when we want to search for video content. Have a think about when you last watched a YouTube video. What did you go to YouTube to find? Most of the time, you're either going to go to find the answer to a question, or you're going to get entertained more often than not, which is a little bit different to why we use Google, right? Because quite often with Google, we're going to Google to get a recommendation, like what should I wear? What should I buy? What should I go and see tonight? Or you're looking for an answer to a question. It's a little bit different over on YouTube. Quite often we are still looking for answers to questions, but we need to see the answer visually, right? Or learn visually. But we're also going over there to be entertained, which is why there still is YouTube personalities, entertainers, channels where people actually entertain us. But it's because we go there to search, essentially. 79% of internet users have got a YouTube account, apparently. 79%. That is just crazy and insane. And, you know, if you aren't a YouTube person, that's totally fine. Like, however, with those big stats that I've just thrown at you, you're possibly missing out. Especially if the type of product or service that you sell would be better explained visually, right? So you need to bear that in mind with your ideal customer. And look, video is just taking over all of the kind of the reports and stats on in terms of what content users consume the most online. It's video, right? And think about how you use the internet and the content that you look at. You probably consume a lot of video too. If it's not on YouTube, you're consuming video on Instagram, or you're consuming video on Facebook. But the reason why I particularly love YouTube is because of the things we've just talked about, which it is its association with being a search engine. In fact, you know this, right? That Google's owned by Alphabet, who owns Google. So it was created and it was bought and updated, I should say, by Larry and Sergey back in, I don't know, when was it? Like the mid-noughts. So it contains all of the Google search engine technology. So this is why in Google search engine results, there is a video tab. And if the video is relevant, like so relevant enough to the search that the user is making for any particular keyword or key phrase, the video can actually make it onto the results page without you having to fish through and go through the video tab itself. So actually adding video to your content plans for your online marketing can strategically help you be seen better by Google for particular keywords and key phrases. If it's seen better by Google, it is seen better by your ideal customer. So for that reason alone, if you know that your ideal customer is mostly finding you through search, it's worth considering setting up a YouTube channel and seeing if that can help with your visibility online with your ideal customer. So before we move into the hints and tips for how you can get started with YouTube, let me give you a little bit of history about my time with YouTube. I 100% fell in love with the platform when it first came out, because I've always been very into video. I actually studied film at university, which I've spoken about on a previous podcast episode, but I didn't study posh film. I actually opted to go for the digital side of the course. And so we were going out with big camcorders filming video in particular. And I learned how to be a video editor. And when I left university, that never went away. I continued filming and making videos, quite often for bands, if they wanted me to, as a way of getting in with them. Long after my university days. And then it was really difficult to share video back then as well. It was big and cumbersome. I'd have to like burn discs and post them to people. And then YouTube came along, which is marvelous. It meant we could upload videos and share them, upload them privately and share them as well. And it felt like anyone could come along and upload videos. And that's how a lot of people felt, actually. And lots of people took to YouTube as unknowns. And now they're absolute like megastars. Like Gary Vaynerchuk, for example, started out on YouTube. He was a proprietor at the time of his dad's wine selling business. And he would do wine reviews on YouTube. And he was a bit of a crazy personality, and it took him about a year before people picked up that, you know, he was consistently doing these videos, and it turned him into an internet sensation and then a TV sensation. And he was able to make a thing out of it. Casey Neistat is another person who's got millions of subscribers now. If you don't know him, he is one of the biggest YouTubers. And he's very much a filmmaker. Started out with his brother doing a TV show for HBO back in the noughts. And then took to YouTube and almost changed the way that we view video on YouTube. It went from being quite amateur with Casey to like prior to Casey's type of videos to like this beautiful drone, high quality, like kind of video editing, like really upping the standard. Mr. Beast is another YouTuber we're talking about. He went for 3, 4, 5 years making videos as a teenager. I think since he was about, I don't know, like 12 or 13 or something like that. And then he just hit the big time when he was about 18 or 19. And I think he is now like one of the official biggest YouTube stars. He makes a lot of money and he's quite famous on YouTube for giving that money away. Like big personalities that have come out of YouTube. And I am a nerd about all of them. I follow lots of YouTubers. I've seen some rise to the top and then disappear again, like Jenna Marbles and Toby Turner, otherwise known as Tobuscus. I've seen people who total unknowns grow with the platform and come really big. I just know how awesome it is as a platform for business as well. I've seen people like Trina Little, who's a YouTube expert, go from like 5,000 followers, like subscribers a few years ago, to 50,000 3 years later, and kind of be able to create a big business out of what she does. I love it. And anyway, going back to kind of like why I decided to get started with it was I did a lot of traveling in my 20s. In early 30s, and I wanted somewhere where I could express my desire to make videos and edit videos, but not bore my family and friends. Because I would film a lot. I would take my camcorders away with us traveling. Me and my husband drove, well, he was my boyfriend back then, but we drove to Mongolia as part of the Mongol Rally. We've driven tuk-tuks up India. We've done the full tour around Asia. We've been all around Australia, into the middle, up the sides and back again. And we filmed a lot of that. And so I thought creating a YouTube channel would be a great way of putting together our memories. And also seeing if I could increase the traffic to my travel blog. It went better than I thought it would. We've actually ended up with very few subscribers, and the channel hasn't been active for a few years now. I mean, we never went really over like 500-600 subscribers. But through the titling of the videos, I was able to get thousands of views and get traffic back to the blog. So the blog then started to get noticed by some PR companies, and we were given free things to write about, contacted by other travel bloggers for collaborations. I never wanted to get anything out of doing that. I just wanted to do it just to show that I could raise my visibility on Google, raise my visibility on YouTube just for fun. Because I was working in a corporate job where things took months to sign off. And yet in my spare time, I could do this stuff on YouTube, write blogs and try and get them seen by Google. And No one had to get legal to sign things off. I could just make mistakes and try things. And that's why I absolutely loved it. Like I said, the channel hasn't been active for a few years now, but the videos still do really well. We've got a video about how to pack for Glastonbury that's had, I'm just opening it up here now and having a look. 20,000 views. We've got a video about the Magic Road in County Waterford in Ireland. We went to visit there, and it has a magic road that looks like you're going down it when you're going up it, or the other way around. We've also got a video about how to hire a motorbike in Thailand, which has had like 24,000 views. There's a lot of thought that went into the titling of the videos. A lot of thought went into the tagging, a lot of thought that went into the thumbnails, and all of these things have helped the videos get seen online, and not much changed in a few years. And this is why I know now is the time to get back into creating a channel and trying to get it seen by search and social. I mean, we were just talking about Casey Neistat, right? Casey at the moment if I just pull up his channel, has 12.3 million subscribers. He has 1,000 videos on his channel. He has had 75 million views of his videos, according to my my Google YouTube analytics tools that I've got on my browser. And I think Casey has done really well in the past couple of years, even though he's not been so active on YouTube, because of the titles and the thumbnails that he's chosen for his videos. He had a video, the one that went viral, called Bike Lanes. I think this is the one that kind of got him from kind of well-known, slightly unknown on YouTube to like totally viral, front page of YouTube, everyone subscribing to him. And there's something that's called Bike Lanes by Casey Neistat. You probably wouldn't click on it, right? But it's the thumbnail of him crashing into the back of a police car in his bike and like literally coming off the bike that I think made people want to click on that. And just want to engage with it. And the video is brilliant, by the way. I'll put all of the links to things I'm talking about in the show notes, of course. It is about how people park in the bike lanes in New York, and it's not very safe. He also had another mega viral video as well. And I think it's the title that certainly got people clicking on this. The title's The First $21,000 First the $21,000 first class airplane seat. So people wanting to find out how the other half live definitely would click on that. I would click on that. Wouldn't you click on that? He also had another similar video, a kind of a couple of years later, called "This is the most expensive plane ticket in the world." Like brilliant. Again, like these are the types of titles that make people want to click on them. And it's titles that stand out in YouTube, right? I mean, of recent years, like Casey's kind of gone for titles that I feel like are quite clickbaity. Like he talks about why my marriage is ending. If she leaves me, this is why. And it's a video, like a fun video with him talking very briefly to his wife about a thing, but actually the video isn't about that. So like that's just like one thing to consider, right? Is how can you get people to stop when they're looking at the search results in YouTube and want to click on your video? Like it's either going to be that title or it's either going to be the thumbnail, essentially. And if you do the right type of keyword research, you should know what type of content your ideal customer is searching for in YouTube, because start with the keywords, right? And then you can see in the searches on YouTube, on the YouTube search results pages, what videos come up at the top, right? And then you can start to see the patterns in the type of titles. So for me, like my ideal customer wants to know how to build a WordPress website, right? So if I was to put in how to build a WordPress website into YouTube, like the videos showing are mostly going to be filtered by relevance, but you can also sort them using the filter at the top of YouTube by the view count, the rating. So if you sort it by view count, I can mostly see like every title is how to. Even if I just put in the keywords WordPress website and then go and sort the videos at the top by view count. Again, they're coming up with how to make a website, how to make a WordPress website, how to make a WordPress website in 24 easy steps. How to make a WordPress website for beginners, how to make a WordPress website amazing, how to create a free website. But you can see where I'm going to. It's not hard to go and do keyword research. Or particular keywords you know your ideal customer is already searching for over on Google, bring them in to YouTube, right? And see what the top results are, because you can't be original here. You can't game this. If people are searching for a particular keyword and they're clicking on a video, and you know they're clicking on it because it's got like the view count and the view count's really high, this is the way the algorithm's been trained, right? So if I come along and create a video that says WordPress websites, wow, no one's going to know what that's about, number one. But Google's not going to show me in the search results either. So you've got to play the game and really lean into what titles are already on Google. And then if your title is going to be similar to lots of other videos, is doing a bit of a Casey and creating a thumbnail that's going to make people stop and think, yeah, I want to click on that. Start studying the YouTube search results for your particular keywords or key phrases. See what thumbnails are at the top of those most viewed results. They're going to stand out, right? They're going to have the words within them. They're going to have the call to action. Like if I'm doing like a WordPress website in 10 minute lesson, I want to say that in the thumbnail, WordPress website in 10 minutes. So hopefully that's giving you your first thing to go away and do, right? Even before you've got a YouTube channel, is to go and just do a little bit of keyword research. See what videos are coming up, the first 10 videos, the first 20 videos. Make a note of the titles. Keep the keywords short, right? And then start to put in those longer keywords as well. The question-based keywords as well. If you know your ideal customer enough, where you know what they're searching for already when they're looking for your products or your services online, you're a step ahead. But you'll find it looking in YouTube. You'll start to get a sense as well of the type of content that people want. Like in my world, in WordPress website building world, in Teach Me How to Do Online Marketing world, everything is a how-to video. People want to visually see how to use a tool, how to use MailChimp, how to set up the pixel on Facebook, how to create a blog post. They want to see it because the reason they're on YouTube is because they want to see how I'm doing it so they can copy it for themselves. And so this is a really big reason why I need to get my own YouTube channel up and running, because I do sell my knowledge in terms of how to build a WordPress website, how to drive traffic to it. But it's more advanced stuff, right? I don't sell how to set up a WordPress website. I've never felt like I should, because you can go and find that information out online, and that's how it should be, right? But what I should be doing is showing people for free on a platform like YouTube my own flavor of how to do the basic stuff. You know, I've shied away from doing that free type of content because there's only one of me and I can only make so much content. And I've focused that on the kind of more advanced stuff that's in the Supercharger website membership. But now is the time. I need to be in there with other people, showing them the things I get asked the most that I would never charge for. And I can then just point people to my YouTube video. And over time, that should build up awareness of me, my association with websites and WordPress in particular, the fact that I've got a membership. I'm just missing out in the same way that I've been missing out since I had a YouTube channel last. The other thing that you can do to ensure that your own videos are seen is utilizing something within YouTube called the tags. Tags are amazing. You can add a ton of tags to your channel and to your video, and they work behind the scenes to help you tell YouTube what your video is about, because YouTube doesn't know what, like, no search engine can know what a video is about unless you tell it. So it's looking at the title, it's looking at your description, but it's the tags that really help. And if you have a tool like, I don't know, VidIQ or something like that installed, like you can add like a Google Chrome extension, you can see this information on every YouTube video, every YouTube channel, and it will tell you what keywords are associated with that particular video that the creator has set up. And you know, people who've done it correct have lots of keywords, lots of tags that they're utilizing. No one's going to see them apart from YouTube and you as the creator, but it really does help explain to YouTube what your video is about. So again, if you can install those analytics tools, you can then start to see what the really popular videos, the most viewed videos are using, and apply that to your own stuff as well. So over time, right, as you start to build up your visibility, people are clicking on your videos because of these awesome titles and thumbnails that you've created, you're using tags, they're going to then click through at the bottom of your videos and go to your website. Right, that's the end goal, because you can put links on every single video of your YouTube channel. You can put them in the About section of your YouTube channel as well. Link, and you can embed your videos over on your website as well using the embed function on the YouTube video. All of this stuff is super important, because if you can start linking back and forth your website with your YouTube channel, embedding your video onto your website, associating your website with your YouTube channel, one will lift the other, basically. As your website starts to do really well, your YouTube channel will as well. As your YouTube channel starts to do really well, people will start clicking through to your videos as well, to your website, I should say, as well, and your other videos on your channel. It'll take around 2 to 3 weeks for videos that you create on YouTube to filter into the search engine results pages. But if they're compelling enough, yeah, they will show, right? And you should start to monitor the traffic that you're getting to your YouTube channel in the YouTube analytics part of your YouTube channel, in the Creator Studio part. It's a little easier to use in Google Analytics, right? But what you want to be doing in here is looking at the traffic, for sure, that you get from Google, the traffic you get from your own website in the external linked part of those reports. But you also want to start looking at the average time viewed of each of your videos, because it's this that's going to tell you if any of the videos that you're creating are working or not. Like, you could have a ton of views, but if no one's watching to the end, then you should probably like reduce the length of your videos. That's exactly what I did a few years ago. I was creating really long videos, and then they ended up being optimized for between 5 and 10 minutes based on the time spent on videos that I first created when I had a YouTube channel. Now, that was relevant to me. You'll want to look at that for yourself as well. If no one's watching past the first minute, your content's probably not engaging enough. If they're not watching past the first 10 seconds, you really need to think about what you say in those first 10 seconds to keep people or like watching your video. Going back to like doing competitor research, right? I'm giving you permission to go off and have some fun with this, right? Go and see what the top 10 results are for a particular keyword or key phrase, right? And then go and watch those videos, right? See what content is in the first 5 to 10 seconds. Do they have a hook that's keeping you on that video? Quite often you'll see this like formula, which is, hi guys, welcome to this video. In this episode, we're going to show you how to do the thing that you've been searching for. Great. Well, if someone explains that at the beginning of the video, then someone's like your user who's searched for that particular keyword or key phrase is going to stay, hopefully. I mean, there comes in so many other layers about how to create great content on YouTube that we can't possibly cover in this episode, like good quality lighting, good quality audio, being enigmatic enough when you deliver your content, being entertaining enough. That's when it kind of starts to get a little bit scary, when you're thinking about creating a YouTube channel. And if that is you, you're thinking, well, how do I get my videos sticky? How do I get people to want to watch my content? And the thing I can tell you is to test. You knew I was going to say that, though, didn't you? You knew I was going to tell you to go and test. That's how I got to the point where we were getting 5,000-10,000 views on our travel channel videos. We didn't always get 10, 5,000 to 10,000 views, by the way. Sometimes we would get 100 views if we were lucky. Sometimes we wouldn't get any views. And you have to play around with the titles, the thumbnails, play around with the content to see what works. But in order to do that, you've got to be consistent. And this is banged on about so much on YouTube, but the algorithm prefers it when you rock up and put content out regularly. Casey Neistat got super famous because he did his every single day. Like, he put out a daily vlog, I think every day for a couple of years. It was insane, actually, like the level of quality that he was outputting. I think he burnt out. He said this on some of his videos. Once a week's fine for me. I'm sure it's going to be fine for you as well. And at least then, a bit like this podcast, you know it's going to come out on a Monday. Same with your YouTube channel. People want to know exactly when it comes out so they can tune into the episode. But you've got to be consistent and you've got to test different things. People did not want to watch my videos about testing new kit. I thought, yeah, maybe I'll bring in some tech stuff into travel, because people are always talking about the cameras they use. Nope, no one wanted to watch that on our YouTube channel at all. So I didn't do that again. I thought it'd be really fun to do like one of our trips to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in 1 minute. Like, do a 1 minute video so people could like watch it really quickly. Nope, people did not want to click on that and view that. Instead, what they wanted was useful content, packing lists, how to hire things, where to go, what to do. And I only learned that through doing testing. So inaction is really going to stop you from doing well on YouTube. And look, if anyone knows about inaction on YouTube, it's me, dear listener. I set up my Havy Hugh Jakes YouTube channel like at the start of last year. And then I made a video for it in September, thinking, this is it. I'm going to put out a video every week along with my podcast. Well, it turns out that the podcast has been a lot of work to get into and easier to create in many ways. And then I'd start to procrastinate that I didn't have the right kit. I mean, the right lighting, the right editing tools. I mean, I can sit and do this episode to you right now. I don't have to put on makeup or put my lights on or have my backdrop perfect or anything like that. But look, for all the reasons that I've explained to you, enough is enough. And if you've listened to this episode and you're thinking, yeah, like, I'm going to get started, I feel like this has been compelling enough for me to try, then look, just go and set yourself up a YouTube account. It's easy to do. You just need a Google account to get started. Go and create a channel. If you don't know how to do it, go and search on YouTube for how to create a YouTube channel. Go and start using the platform to teach you how to do things, right? Observe everything you do on YouTube from now on. Look at the titles. Look at the thumbnails. Look at what's written in the description, how they've done their links. Listen to the music they're using. Just start to absorb it, because if you're serious about it, then you've got to do it the way that you can see that's already working online. Some people come along and change things on YouTube, but most of the time, we want to be entertained, or we want to search for how to do stuff, right? We don't want to watch videos over 10 minutes, usually. That's in my experience, but some people have had other experiences for sure. And we want to find the content that we need really quickly. And just start. Just create a video that answers a question that your ideal customer has, right? What problem can you solve for them? And if it's not a problem, can you entertain them? can you give them something really interesting and fun? Hey, look, if you're doing reels on Instagram or you've dabbled with Facebook Lives, I know that you can do this on YouTube, right? Just give it a try. Just like upload a video. No one's going to see it. unless you tell them about it. Just go through the process and just start. All of my favorites, Gary Vaynerchuk, Casey Neistat, Jenna Arbors, like you, some of them don't have their first YouTube videos up anymore, but when you look at them, they're awful. Gosh, guys, I never really talked to the camera until a few years ago when I did some mummy blogging. I had a mummy vlog YouTube channel for a short while. I thought, I'll try and talk to the camera. Oh my goodness, the lighting was awful. You couldn't hear me. I kept looking at me in the lens rather than looking at like the aperture of the camera. You wouldn't know this now, especially if you've watched me on Facebook Lives. Like, I've certainly upped my game. But those first videos were pretty awful. I'm going to find them and share them on social media this week. I will, just so that you can see them. We all have to start somewhere, right? And this is my commitment to you for listening to this episode. I'm going to start again with my Hey Vicky Jakes YouTube channel. I'm going to start somewhere and see what happens. And I hope that you'll join me along for the ride as well. So thanks so much for listening. I've really enjoyed talking about YouTube to you today. I'm going to put the links to everything, including my YouTube channel, in the show notes. And I would be delighted and honored if you came to subscribe, because the more people that do, the more likely I am to start outputting video. I'm going to be starting this week. It's my commitment. I'm going to be starting with some beginner's guides to WordPress. And as I start to put content out, I'm going to keep asking people what they want. So if there's something you've always wanted to know, you can request it and I'll put it in my YouTube channel. And if you've already got a YouTube channel, come and find me. Come and tell me about it. I'd love to subscribe. I want to know all about your YouTube channel. So come and DM me or email me or find me somehow and let me know that you exist, because I want to see what you're up to. All right. Thanks again so much for listening. And I will see you over on YouTube.